Hello, this is Amin Parker. Today's message is about, if you are engaging in buffoonery, you will be successful. This is the harsh, cold-blooded, Amin logic, black pill logic perspective. Okay? Because if you are on social media, and you are engaging in a bunch of buffoonery. If you are from the Kokujin Shakai, if you talk about the gender war, you will find yourself getting close to 1 million subscribers. And if I'm exaggerating, okay, but then you will find yourself close to 1,000 subscribers. Okay, because you will be very successful on social media, whether you're talking about YouTube, TikTok, wherever you go. If you engage in the gender war, you know, conversations, the gender war, content, as a content creator, and it doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman, if you engage in that type of stuff, you will be so successful on social media. And this mostly applies to people who are Kokujin. People who are from the Kokujin Shakai. And I'm not lying to you. Trust me, it's a fact. I could name content creators, but I'm not going to do that. Just know that they are very successful on social media. Even if they're not the best speakers. All right, because that is what people are gravitating to. It's what draw people to those channels. The dysfunction, the buffoonery, the arguing back and forth, all day, all night. Watching and listening to people hop up on panels. Sometimes these panels are 8 hours long or longer than that. People just want to see arguments. And if you put out content that is positive, content from, you know, a religious perspective, you're not going to be as successful or as popular on social media. You're not going to gain a lot of subscribers or a lot of followers. As if you engaged in buffoonery. If you engaged in buffoonery, you will be successful. This is just a harsh reality. Now, sure, there are some pastors on, you know, social media who has huge followings. But I'm not talking about these semi-celebrities, these so-called, you know, pastors or, you know, priests who have their channels on social media. Yeah, of course, they'll have a lot of followers. But the average Joe Blow can't just start up a channel and, you know, put out content for, I'll say, like a year from a religious or a positive perspective and expect to have more followers, more success than those who engage in the buffoonery. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll have an outliner here and there, but I'm talking about in general. All right? And that's the sad reality. I am a person who want to avoid the buffoonery as much as I humanly possibly can. Even if I have to keep it family friendly through and through, which is what I do. I keep it family friendly. And if I want to touch on a serious topic, I make sure I do it in a way where all audiences, all age groups, all races, all cultures could actually listen in and not get offended. And that's not easy. Sometimes you have to back away from certain topics, even if you want to talk about it, because certain topics you can't sugarcoat it. It's impossible. But this is why my social media accounts cannot grow. I have a hard time growing my channels. Maybe I'm not cool enough. Maybe I'm not that exciting. And you know what? That's okay too. I don't care if I have 25 subscribers or if I have 100 subscribers. If people want to listen, that's fine. Now, it may be hard if I have 0 subscribers or 0 followers on whatever certain account we're talking about on social media. Because at that point, I'm only talking to myself. All right. And even if I have, 0 listeners, if I put out something, maybe I want it out there, I could always go back to it and download it and share it somewhere else, someplace else. But my main point is I'm not going to engage in the buffoonery. Okay. I'm not covering certain topics anymore. And if it's a gender war topic, I am going to avoid it. Unless I could present it in a way that's family friendly, soccer mom friendly. No one could be offended. All right. Now, I talked about this so many times on social media that I'm keeping it family friendly. Here's the benefit of doing family friendly content. The benefit is you don't have to worry about platform holders deleting your channels. All the hard work you put into a video or a channel will not go down the drain. Listen, this is the truth. If you're someone out there who know me in real life and you value my opinions, you value my advice, I'm telling you, if you keep your content family friendly, you will be very successful. Even if you're talking about, boring topics, you'll be successful because at some point, somebody may listen to what you're saying. You may gain 1 subscriber, I don't know, maybe every 8 months. Maybe once a year you will gain a subscriber. But you don't have to worry about your whole entire channel being deleted because of something you said that was offensive. This is why a company like Nintendo survives decades after decades after decades. Okay? They survive because they keep it family friendly. You could point to Microsoft for failing in the video game industry because, look, they got way more money than Nintendo. But the problem is they don't keep it family friendly. And not everybody like violence. Not everybody want to be, into things that can offend them. That might be a silly example, and I'm going to wrap this up. That might not be a very good example. But my point is, as content creators, you want to keep it family friendly. If you don't want somebody reporting you, if you don't want any strikes, if you don't want your whole entire channel being deleted to the point where you have to make a brand new channel, you don't need to engage in the buffoonery. Avoid it. And you will find yourself more successful in this arena, even if you only have 5 subscribers. And that success comes from your channel being safe and secure from any deletion. Well, that's all I really got for now. This is Amin Parker. And until the next message, peace.